effective manipulating the variables that shape the strength training stimulus on motor symptoms in people with Parkinson's disease. A systematic review by Oscar Anders Andrades Ramirez, David Leonardo Ulloa Daz, Amador Garca Ramos, Daro Martinez Garca, Gustavo Alejandro Moes Bustos, and Luis Javier Carosa Ross. Abstract. Introduction. Parkinson's disease PD is a multi-system neurodegenerative disease that affects the central nervous system. People with Parkinson's disease PPD have both motor and non-motor symptoms. Physical exercise is one of the most promising non-pharmacological interventions to complement medical treatment in PEP. Objective: a systematic review of the literature was to analyze the effect of muscular strength training ST on motor symptoms and describe how the variables that shape EF were manipulated in studies conducted with PEP. Methods: a systematic review of the literature was conducted according to the guidelines of the Cochrane Handbook for Systematic Reviews. Studies were identified by searching four electronic databases: Web of Science, Scopus, PubMed, and EBSCOhost. The methodological quality of the selected articles was evaluated using the Pedro Scale checklist. The included studies obtained a score 6. Results: the preliminary search yielded 2,830 studies. 20 articles were considered after reviewing the abstract and full text. 7 studies were rejected for not recording some of the required strength training variables, and 3 were rejected for using supplementary training to strength training. A total of 10 studies met the inclusion criteria. ST programs were implemented 2 to 3 times per week with intensities between 30%, 90%, 1 RM. A training volume of 1 to 3 sets and 4 to 20 repetitions. Sessions between 35 to 90 minutes with significant improvements in resting tremor, gait measures, bradykinesia, and balance. Conclusions: regardless of how the ST stimulus was configured, there are significant improvements in motor symptoms in PEP. These results promote the implementation of strength training in PEP, but due to the low number of studies, 10, and the high variability in the manipulation of the variables that configure the strength training stimulus, they prevent us from knowing which the optimal prescription is to improve the motor symptoms of PEP.